To the petrol debate in Parliament, and the federal government's proposed fuel watch scheme looks like it may not make it through the Senate. The government is relying on a report by the competition watchdog, the ACCC, to explain the benefits of the petrol price monitoring scheme. But the opposition insists the report is not a ringing endorsement of fuel watch, and some coalition senators are signalling that they will vote against Labor's plan. But the Prime Minister says he's buoyed by mixed messages coming from the coalition's ranks, as Alexandra Kirk reports from Canberra.
For days now, the Prime Minister's been under pressure on petrol prices, but he's still adamant the price monitoring scheme now operating in Western Australia should be rolled out nationwide.
We've never seen this as a silver bullet. We've said it will help with competition at the margins, giving information to motorists so they know where the cheapest petrol lies in their city on a given day. And looking at the data over time, in the West Australian experience, it delivering something like 2 cents on average or less a litre, cents per litre less over time.
Government MPs like Jim Turner from Cairns are on board.
I've only heard support within the government in relation to fuel watch. This is a practical, fully costed measure. The community's looking forward to its introduction.
But Liberal backbencher from Western Australia, Don Randall, says his experience is that fuel watch doesn't deliver cheaper petrol.
What I know is that fuel in Western Australia at the moment is dearer than probably anywhere else in Australia. And I went deep into my electorate on the weekend. They were paying $1.62 a litre for fuel and they're not happy. So he's got a problem and he's the Prime Minister and he's got to do something about it because he's getting a very bad reaction from the people who thought that he had some answers. And he told them he had answers before the election and he hasn't. In fact, on this issue, having said that he can't do any more, I think he needs the White Feather Award.
Both sides are using a report by the competition watchdog to back up their arguments. The Prime Minister says the ACCC's report endorses the scheme. But opposition Treasury spokesman Malcolm Turnbull says a proper reading of the report shows otherwise.
The ACCC report does not recommend fuel watch. It raises serious concerns about the operation of fuel watch, its possible anti-competitive effects, potential for a reduction in the predictability of price cycles. And it goes on to say that it would not be possible to confidently embark on a fuel watch scheme without a detailed assessment addressing those and other issues. The truth is that the ACCC made a lot of recommendations in its report, but fuel watch was not one of them.
According to Liberal Senator Julian McGorran, the fate of Kevin Rudd's fuel watch plan is sealed.
Pre-June 30, yep, we'll knock it back. We control the Senate and won't hesitate.
So you've decided that you won't support fuel watch in the Senate?
Well, it looks like it.
Fellow Liberal Senator David Bushby's on board.
The way it operates in WA, we think probably actually puts upward pressure on prices, certainly doesn't put downward pressure, and I doubt that we'll be supporting anything which will put up a pressure on petrol prices for Australians.
But there's a chink in the coalition's armour. Western Australian Liberal Senator Judith Adams says Fuel Watch has made people in her state aware of the cost of fuel, which she thinks is a good thing.
I think Fuel Watch is working.
You think Fuel Watch should be supported?
As far as I'm concerned, as I said, I've been used to it in Western Australia, and for me it makes me think about what the price of fuel is, so that's it.
Yet another Liberal Senator, Erica Betts, is hedging his bets a little.
We have to look at exactly what the legislation says, but at this stage we are minded to believe, on all the evidence, including the ACCC's view, that fuel watch is anti-competitive and, as a result, motorists will be worse off.
Malcolm Turnbull's indicating the opposition will block one part of the legislation.
What we are going to do is oppose the key part of fuel watch, which is the controversial part, which is that which sets prices or requires that prices be fixed 24 hours in advance.
The opposition's leader in the Senate, Nick Minchin, says no decision's been made yet. It's waiting to see the legislation, which he says could be months away. Kevin Rudd's making the most of the uncertainty in opposition ranks.
What's happened today with the three-ring circus, that is the opposition? Because in this period this morning, we've had several new positions put forward by the Liberal Party. So we have the Liberal Party saying fuel watch is working fine in Western Australia. Liberal Party in the Senate saying they're going to block it in toto. Mr Turnbull, the alternative treasurer, is saying they're going to accept part of it and reject the rest of it, and Mr Nelson not taking a position. Where does the Liberal Party stand on Fuelwatch?
From July, when the government needs all five Green senators plus two more to get its legislation through the Senate, there's still no sign it'll be any easier. Green Senator Christine Milne is keeping Kevin Rudd guessing.
Well, first of all, the Fuelwatch scheme and Brendan Nelson's proposal to reduce the excise are nothing more than populist petrol politicking in the face of what is a national and global crisis. As to this particular proposal in relation to the Fuelwatch scheme, the Greens need to be convinced that at worst it does nothing, and at best it actually does allow people some transparency and does get us the cheapest price that we can. And I'm yet to be convinced of that through the ACCC report, but I'm intending to read it carefully before it comes to the Senate.
And that's Greens Senator Christine Milne ending Alexandra Kirk's report.